Hey, hi everyone. Pat Meenan, here to chat with you about Webpage Test. It's been a fairly eventful year. I want to talk a little bit about the licensing changes, the Catchpoint acquisition, and sort of some of the background on why we picked the license we did, particularly being a FOSS conference. I thought it would be interesting for everyone, and also some updates on what we've delivered since then, on sort of where we're going and what excites me about it. So really quickly, overview on Webpage Test as a project and sort of as an ecosystem. There's the open source code in GitHub, which is sort of the core of Webpage Test. It has the web server code, the agent code, a bunch of utility scripts for installing, and it's sort of the core. Everything you need to build a Webpage Test is up there on GitHub. Up until recently, it was all under a BSD license, so you could do whatever you want with it, and anyone could do whatever they wanted with it. There's public instances of it, so sort of what you know of Webpage Test is webpagetest.org. That's the public Webpage Test instance that I run historically out of my basement and with partners running test locations globally. There's the HTTP archive, which is probably one of the biggest Webpage Test instances, which is also publicly available and managed by a team of us. Runs 14 million URLs monthly, give or take, on their own private instance of a public web page test and collects all the data and makes it available. There's a bunch of internal use private instances that companies around the world run. They just take the code or the available images and run their own web page test either within their firewall or just for doing a lot of testing, usually API testing, stuff that you couldn't do with the public instance because it was running on my infrastructure in my basement. You needed to do at-scale testing, or you need to test behind your firewall. And then there's a few commercial services that are built on top of the webpage test code as well. So they use webpage test for doing all of the underlying testing, and then they build their sort of value add on top of the underlying webpage test. And sort of in addition to the free code that's up on GitHub, there's images that I provide on AWS and GCE that primarily for the agents. There are server instances as images as well, but so you can scale up and down testers, if you would, as needed in the clouds in whatever location you want. And those are used both by the public web page test as well as private instances, and some of the commercial services were using those as well. And so middle of last year, give or take, I think towards September, Catchpoint acquired webpagetest.org, the public instance of webpage test that I run. And so as part of that acquisition, we're sort of figuring out what we're definitely focused on keeping it open and free for everyone to use. If you're running private instances, we want to continue to support that market. We want to try and keep the community as engaged as it has been over the years and add engineering resources to it as well. But part of what we also want to do is build a commercial service around web page test. Somewhat like what you see with a lot of the commercial monitoring, but maybe we can put our own spin on it in a way that is web page test unique. And so, and you know, they need to make some of their money back from the acquisition and make it worthwhile, but not at the cost of the community. And so what we've been balancing is trying to figure out how do we walk that line and how do we make it as open as possible and keep the community as engaged as it has been over the years, and still have a commercially viable path for Catchpoint. And so when you're building a commercial monitoring service, if you would, the cost structure behind it, a good chunk of cost comes from the actual infrastructure, right? Running instances on the cloud, in data centers, running the server, storage of test results. Like right now, the public instance, I think, has somewhere around 30 terabytes of test data stored historically. On S3, that gets to be fairly expensive if you're storing it on S3. On top of that, you have sort of the product engineering and support for the value add wrappers that you put around the testing. And then there's the engineering, if you would, the costs around building the agents, supporting the browsers, adding new features, dealing with the Chrome changes that come out every 6 weeks, supporting the instances and that kind of stuff. And so Catchpoint, in a top to bottom stack has to absorb all of those costs, right? And so if we make and we continue to make the agent available for free for all of our competitors, and we absorb all of the engineering costs for the agent development, all of a sudden we're at a competitive disadvantage, even though we're sort of building the technology. If all of our competitors get to use all of our engineering for free and they don't have to invest in that, they can have lower cost basis and undercut us on price, which doesn't seem fair. So we wanted to figure out sort of where that line falls. And I mean, to be clear, somewhere around 95% of the code contributions to the web page test agent code or the web page test code in general comes from me. Around 4.9% comes from the community, and it's awesome to see the engagement. And around 0.1% of the code comes from other commercial providers. And so that 95 to 0.1% basis is sort of what we're talking.